State track coverage continues on Kick 106.7. It's day three of the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. After a bit of a break in the action, the girls' 800-meter finals have wrapped up for Class 2A. South Central Calhoun's Chloe Judish picks up a ninth-place finish. The track was fast today, a personal record 2:19.70 for Judish. In the 3A 800, Marie Day of Carroll picks up a medal, personal record time of 2:15.54. She finishes fourth overall, just barely missed out on the bronze medal in third by 6/100ths of a second. She got passed right at the finish line by somebody from Gilbert. But Marie Day, a medalist, P4 with a 2:15.54 in the 800 for Class 3A. Judish in ninth for South Central Calhoun, both personal record times. In my next update, I'll bring you results from the 1A boys 800-meter final. Audubon will run with Zeke Conkler in section number two. And then our last event of this morning, it won't be by much. It may happen around 11:58 for all I know. Scheduled for 11:50 though, our Weevil will run in the girls' shuttle hurdle for Class 1A. Elizabeth Bruner, Amber Regaller, Jamie Hausman, and Maggie Regaller. This update on Kick 106.7 has been brought to you by Midwest Wholesale, Haley Equipment, Corn Belt Telephone, and Brinks Exteriors. For all of today's results, photos, and more, check out sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.